This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radios, definitely in a full swing on a Friday afternoon. Hashtag Lekompo Friday. And as you know, man, we always celebrate the beautiful voices behind this Limpopo genre, which we call Lekompo, right? Today is no different. Joining me in the studio right now, we have one of the best producers to come out of South Africa, right? He has proven that he's very versatile over the time, and he's been giving us hits after hits. He has a lot of hits under his belt, and his name, Ke Gift Selaelo. Kilina laongo, kilina laongo, na gift umuno. Umpo. But we all know and love him as much as we do. His name is Muzzle within the industry, right? My brother, Mata.
What's Gucci?
No, all is well, my brother. You well?
The best.
Sure. Thank you so much for taking your time, my brother, to join us on the show, Ria. We really do appreciate it.
I'm going to cut off because I know this one question is
done. How can you cut off, Matt? All right, so... But before we get into the nitty gritties, every time I have guests in the studio, there's this game that I play with them. It's called This or That.
Okay.
So basically, I give you two options when all you do is choose one as quickly as possible. Multiple choice. TikTok or Facebook?
TikTok.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Single or taken? Ding. What low charm? What low charm?
Kiminga.
Marayo na mumbasi. Okay, if it release.
Yeah, our release.
Dreadlocks or short hair?
Short hair.
Working in studio, performing live.
Studio.
Lekompo or house?
Lekompo.
All right. So, my brother, man, you know, as a producer, obviously you work behind the scenes with a lot of people. And a lot of people maybe might not know what a koshe di legamang. But most of the time you find what we see you on the credits, right?
Yes.
You know, when you come across such and you see the soap, the song rather blow up, how do you feel about that? Oh, Lebelejo, what's like? People don't even know that this is my song. What are your emotions towards that?
Shawana not getting the recognition.
Yeah.
It's very painful because we feel like you did most of the work, most more tricky.
Sure.
But then when it's out there, they only see the face.
Hey.
When am I getting the piece of the pie? If you're telling, okay, recognize, got the booking, so no gusha raki word. Tamano on, future fava guy. Over Ted Rider.
Yeah, I know.
It makes me happy to see my work
is out
getting
there.
It's been recognized.
Yeah,
I
know. And speaking of your work, my brother, I mean, you're the most versatile, you know, producer that I have come across, you know, and it keeps surprising me on how versatile you actually are, right? But when do you actually decide, or what's up again, I'm moving in a certain direction in terms of the sound?
The thing is, now I love music though. Like when I listen to music, I don't just listen to one genre. It's such a jazz, house, kwaito, R&B, soul. So, hip hop. I remember when I started, hip hop.
Oh, that's cool.
No, I mean, like a production. When I started,
when you started,
I started hip hop.
Okay.
So, and then after that, I did house. And then I got some more piano. In December, let me get into Lekompo. What can I do within the space?
All right. And as a producer, man, how does it feel, you know, to see a song that you hopped on? I know we mentioned what's about again when you're producing the song and whatnot, but as a producer, how does it feel? These are real numbers.
I mean, it feels great. In fact, like, I remember this time, Tuesday. I saw that as Judas Lender hit 10 million streams more Spotify. Damn.
But before we go far, 10 million up a sip up.
Hey, dog. No,
that's big, dog.
Within this short space,
imagine.
I was surprised to get out, no. Which means now my work is doing great.
Nah. Hey, Sato Kesha. So, I mean, a lot of producers, you know, always get it wrong when it comes to, you know, musical rights, when it comes to masters and whatnot, when working with artists. How do you bring out that conversation? I'm sure sometimes it's tough, but how do you bring out that conversation, your ownership, royalty, and shares in that regard?
Now, I always make it clear. I got after the first one, I learned, hey, what half a month.
Sure,
So, like, right now, what I do is, go check, like, I want to fit. If you're now releasing this song, you're going to reach it, as when. Just know 50% is mine. And we are more the masters, more everything. I got to release.
What can release, hey?
Artists, you know, my own labels, I want. So, sure. Child, I want to fit, you know, 50% is mine, I can go to
sure.
When I talk about booking, I get to go to the shop.
Yeah.
All
right.
So, now, when it's time to cashing out the royalties,
50K. Okay. I mean, you mentioned when you came back home, that's when you realized, right? But how did that come about for you to actually take that decision? This is a sound I really want to try out.
As I'm in Agara music, I like to explore.
Sure.
And see how I can expand the genre. Because Limpopo is there, but how do we get it outside of Limpopo? So that's when I thought, hey, man, what if I add some elements to Bakari Nyala go inside there?
Sure.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
I remember I was just saying, I want to do something that I don't know. I guess what I don't say, I want to try something. Sky judge.
Sure.
I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to just relax. And then I'm going to spend it in that Paisia Bakari. That trumpet or a brass or a gang.
Yeah.
So like I'm a lot that I got a word. Before you can say anything after this, just listen. Or like what I ring sell and I'm a sim temor born.
Wow, man. And speaking of the artists you've worked with, I mean you've worked with amazing artists. Your Makazis, Mr. Brown, you know, your Shandashes as you mentioned. And I mean, how do you always ensure Mazel or what's working, their vision and your vision do not clash?
I'm an open person. I'm easy to work with.
Yeah.
So if Motunya got something, I won't argue. Mm-hmm. I'll give you what you want and can make sure go for the best.
Yeah. Ah, clean. Every producer has a producer tag. Let's talk about yours. I saw on TikTok, Barugari Booty.
Barugari Booty. That's what I can say.
Tell us about that, man. You know, about this tag. Tell us about how it came about and all
so
of that.
So, the tag before, I was a hip hop producer.
Sure.
So, it was saying, Muzzle on the track.
Oh.
So, I got, man, a Muzzle on the track, more the house, piano, yeah, it wouldn't make sense. So, I only took that ma.
Oh, Barupudi, yeah.
Ah, Barupudi.
Oh, man, that's so creative. Nonetheless, I'm still hanging out with Muzzle. Yes, Shandash and Muzzle on that. Hey, go shame on. Njabar Jaivi, Shagamo Studio, Nastyle Salasa Muzzle, Nasiam Pale. Ah, Nasiam Pale. So she got the hips. Ah, yeah. And Abona, whenever you walk in front of the stage while you guys are performing and I see them lose their minds every time that part comes on.
Just for a short moment.
Abona, a good 6 seconds. I'll fetch or a kick here like a chain. Then I'm like, ah, kya uboja mo fango the legas.
And I feel like you will get a one day go karamo to stage in the camera.
It was low random. I got a few messages and compliments, right? Oh, so there's a message here that says Marabesh. So today, no introduction. You didn't even give him a chance to introduce himself. We don't even know what Mazile Gimupeidu Bagemotonga.
Hey, man.
And I mean, you know, because now I know you personally, so I think it's a bit unfair for those that do not know you or Batsuborganito Mazile
Gimupeidu.
I mean, you've been with the Capricorn fam for way too long.
The longest time.
You know, so in my mind, I'm just assuming Rawagam Gariatse or Mazile Gimang. So maybe. Maybe I'll tell me a movie before Nuggets and Ella before one.
Yeah.
Or, who is Muzzle? Where is Muzzle from?
Okay, your boy Muzzle, the real name is Gift Slayer Murukuladi. Kejwa Westenberg, Molimpopo Pologwane. Kemopedi, Venda, Zulu, yo. Afrikaans, Changane, Lojegam,
Wajan. Omo Afrika.
Afrika Mora.
Omo Afrika.
Son of the soil.
Another one here reads, shout out to Muzzle. It's actually my first time hearing his voice. Well done with all the achievements, Muzzle, and keep them coming. Yeah, no.
Danko.
Kela rato mo.
That was your bonga,
King Bash, Mazel Kie, na bro, tell him to keep it up. Keep up the good work. Richard Masika.
Danko, Richard. Danko.
No, keep them coming, man. Keep those compliments and questions coming through. 079-899-6226. Kituchili anakasebele. Kiana Mazel, right? And I mean, my brothers, Do the List Lender truly is the biggest song of 2025. I mean, it got certified platinum. Ooh. The streams, as you also mentioned, keep going crazy. The streets love it even more. But how did it feel, man? I know I asked this question so much, but I want to find out from you. When you saw the numbers, like you just mentioned, were 10 million streams. At that moment, you know, I was impressed, Ibile, Kere Kibone Ujaeva to one of the challenges, Low Lady. And I mean,
that's a very special
moment, right? You know. But how did it feel? And maybe how does a lady also feel? I'm sure about Chadi Streamers or Badi Gusha per se. But, you know, when you tell her what's making, I bet this is the biggest song right now.
You know what happened? Really, the tema Kiwagai.
Sure.
There was a surprise like Maramwana Kahanegi, you know, getting into a Lekanga or Norovai because your production is sharp. Like, we delayed the biggest song about 2019, and then no, did some maya. Got our latest come fell up here.
Uh-huh.
I was already like, William, I gave more blessings.
Yes.
Yeah. So, really, track if I was surprised, like, it's a different sound. Now I know better something new, same time you blow up in Manae. That's something else.
Yeah, no, that's really, really something.
There should be a sign or Batwaz or Mazel is the killer.
I mean, you also mentioned, you know, the way you infused Bacardi de Lokombo.
Yeah.
But I really want to find out from you. I mean, you're a creative. Let me try this. There's something I want to try. But what came to your mind at that very moment?
I want to be honest, the inspiration. On TikTok, there was this other song.
Okay. Sure.
So man, I was intrigued to get this sound. But then if I could take that sound, kafaga Bacardi Kamar, it will be the new Lokompo. I saw the cancer Lokompo. I'll never do that.
No,
definitely. Innovative, get added something. Yeah, I don't want to know. I change. I could want to piano.
Yeah.
There's different style into a piano.
100%.
And then if but I got the same thing the whole time, panelo bare. So if you add some new things, can I carry na konya na abo.
It's always seen. It's always
sounds
like
prolong the genre. Yes.
So I mean, that was a big risk to take.
Yeah.
It was a big risk to take. I mean, but what pushed you and Shandesh to say, you know what, we are going ahead with this drop?
After we recorded the song, like recording like at 2 a.m. After recording, ara nagya life, arabo. Okay, your life arabo. Arthena life araba tuara. No. Like, us keep it riding in studio. Eska fell la mu. I don't know, sometimes or really like for a jalaba to try to get a wife fell on a gamu studio.
Yeah, and I would say, now Gusho Rawa, Kimuisha Lango. And I mean, let's touch on that. I mean, we know a lot of, you know, artists preview their music on TikTok, on lives, and whatever. But what happens when you are live? Snippet sana syllabus quilling so on, and then you get bad reviews on it. What do you think the decision would be in regarding that specific song?
Now, what I would advise Rabbi if such things happen, can I modify then? If they don't like it this way, let's try re-edit something else. Or maybe recreate their favorite person, Wamu Frostana, and currently.
Okay.
To jump on the song.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of you and Shandesh, right? I mean, you're certified hit makers. Guess than that, right? Rasafola, the choppers, do those lender. Hey, Mona, doesn't this give you pressure? I think I also had a conversation with Dean Komo when you dropped. What dropped first? Nchili the chopper, and Nchili is do those lender.
Yes, do those lender.
Yeah. Jiggy, 3 weeks to the chopper. We had this conversation. I'm not even going to lie. I'm fit. I'll go to Shanyana. Exactly, Mama D, Nidia, Nerasaria Sheva, where now for Shayung, you know? And I mean, doesn't this give you, you know, pressure in terms of your next drops?
You know, it did. Like, one after Zudos Linda went out, yeah, via the way violin, I negate you really because it was my first attempt at that sound. So you put out, hey, now what am I gonna do now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me try something else. I will tell the chop. Yeah, the same day, the day Nale Boya at Lang Studio le Abi.
Sure.
Okay, let's see what's going to happen. Nale Boya hook. Shanesha reverse.
Yo.
Abi reverse. Arwon and three feliz. I am a fufeng one. I get chopped.
Get chopped. And I also see, man, speaking of the collab between you and Shandesh, you're dropping another one, got the 18th July.
Yes. Passport one.
Passport one. Reaka.
Reform the passport.
What about the little filly chopper? Let's need the passport. What's the girl? Lady Plague Generous had something or Badume like any passport. Tell us about the song, man. Tell us about the song. I see it's already, you know, getting the rounds around TikTok. It's already gaining that momentum. Tell me about this song called The Passport.
Well, I wanna. The thing you were talking about, the pressure. Yeah, what next? So we're gonna narrow. But since I already have Bakari Karalagombo.
Sure.
Arigisha Mazulu.
Uh-huh.
So I added the elements at Gomogamar. Okay, tell us there's a space small ring are Nale Mazulu Riaquan.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in a base coming or one bella blade.
Yeah.
So writing say like it's a fusion now, yeah, le compo, Bakari, Liko.
Yo. I will wire. I know, because wow, man, this is so crazy, bro. You know what I mean? So now let's speak about the bookings. You know,
yeah,
what I mean,
yeah.
When you and her are booked at the same places,
yeah.
How do you now navigate between the performance and you DJing? Because I mean, does it happen? Yeah, what do you need to now perform together? Even though the bookings were made separate, how does it work? How do you
now? Other than say value,
sure.
Because you want to confuse about like. I once saw a comment about Nagany Gotella DJ Ashanesh Span.
Okay.
No, not even.
Yeah.
And now for me to move with them is to create brand awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let them the. I got one by the producers always back and long that I want to revive and I go remedy or produce another song.
Uh-huh.
So when I, as a brand, Palago grow up, Palago booga for your own shows.
Uh-huh.
So I wish I okay, moving with them, using the hype, the light.
Yes.
Lena Chotum Bonoraki. Tamane Kamazan and he's the producer. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You make connections or
100%.
Then okay. From the Vasha.
All right. So Namoki we're a little bit spicy.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, man, what is your view, you know, on producers who get, you know, booked to an event that an artist is also booked on?
Yeah, yeah.
And perform the songs before the artist gets on stage.
In a long petanyana and then was an big advisor in.
Sure.
If we are booked at the same place and then we're not there, it's either Utsin or Asutsin. No matter if you're after me, my last two songs, I will say we're not there and upload and lay your performance.
Ah, strategy.
That'll be easy.
Yeah. No, that's actually proper, you know. So, na since getting number 20 events, so let's say, Swanjige Bugia Mazil. Kibuga mazel wa umulilo oba kibuga mazel wa wadi chop because there are some venues, as you know,
abadlale
lokompo, they don't embrace it as much as we do, right?
Yeah.
So in that place mo wena ofitlang, how would you know what was like, hey, mo ga rabanya ka mazel o la wa mulilo abanya ke bona kompo?
So the thing is, now I do go go eventing, I pull up an hour early before the set.
Okay.
And then gerida crowd or okay what thaga ngi, and then rabai if nyoko fakala kompo, I'll play a song and then if I get full color combo, go now what's the reaction?
Reaction.
Then if it's up, I'll navigate my way to change the site into the combo.
Oh, I give another need to go to the industry. Give another Jerry booking is wap, you know. And I mean, let's speak about the career, your career, where you're going. Who are you actually looking forward to working with next? Give me a feeling or what's making. Oh yeah, give me a no, give me a motoara.
Ay, daring asangayano tagamong nundo mara.
Serious?
Because now I feel like I've reached a point where I try to reach out to artists that are spanning bambe tagamoe. So now Bushara, okay, it's fine. Let me show you that I can do it without you.
Mm. So with no or without you, we will make it. Okay. Yeah, no. What chili did you? Let me go through the messages before we let Muscle go, man. King Bash, Lukompo. Little how like alone December no maganja nikinkabe my rule like a standard standard. But Tung Mazel Kimaki, so great to see such great talent come out of Westies, from hip hop to Bacardi to Lekompo. Wow, what a gem. Mara wanna li namo maki. Marcel, they've made it. No, let me get my You now is the back. Get on your game, my key. But another one here reads Lisuika turning all the way tuning in all the way from Gamalepo hashtag Lekompo Friday Azish. Ola King, can you ask him or related to Shebe? Rappi his voice, it's like yeah Shebe. That's the first time I hear that.
Hey Pete.
You were Yashebe Tommy you wiki, you were kids Eve, you.
From Ferma. The time Saspana Lubahum.
Serious?
There is one of Dwara.
Yo.
Like I'm born every time, Morimon. I remember all the cows that I've heard. I won and Biak, our boy.
Yeah. Ah, no. Great, man. Great. So, Arab Lelaga, the next 5 years. What is next for Mazel? What are the plans? What can I within this road that Mazel is heading into?
Azar again, I could build an empire.
Sure.
So one thing I'm gonna do, the label that I have now is Lazy Monkey Studios.
Okay.
Can you go sign an artist, upcoming artist? Can you go sign them with Horungo Dao, Tony Lapisha? I demand a little more time. So I'm all about building brands.
Yeah.
So if I got an artist is up and coming, I'll hook you up, go sign, and then I push. And now my label, if I had the artist, 60%.
You were
40%. You got a 60 gear company.
You are like a signer, 60 gear.
Yeah, so 40%, I got the artist, including the masters.
All right.
Yeah.
But go with your between Zdudla or Slender or Umlilo.
Shoot those land.
Why?
I mean, like, it's something new that I created. I'm the founder of that sound.
Okay.
So I didn't get to a space luring it.
You didn't already bite there anything. Was. Yeah. You didn't bite anything from it.
Yeah.
When are we creating it?
Yeah.
Ah, no. Kiyangokwa Braga. Braga, thank you so much for taking your time to come and join us in studio. Now, what's the other thing? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to Baba go ba dile mo wa o ga re chaisha ka pele ka rena ka mazeli yena o nyotswela pele. But thank you so much once again for taking your time, my brother. We really do appreciate you. All the best for your future endeavors. And Bona man, where can people get a hold of you, get a hold of your music, and where can they book you as well?
First of all, I want to thank you guys for having me.
Yebo.
Ka tswara khale sa le ka tamo khale mara no ke a bona re a di buile di a di arana yo le. So if people are looking for me, what I can get on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, it's always Mazel with the V _ SA. The bookings is bookings at mazel.co.za. I'm making a website.
Hey, what's my game? My brother, thank you once again.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.